Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's do over-under Ravens, Chiefs, Derrick Henry, 15.5 carries. Edward Norris, over or under?
I'm going to go over because to win this game, they're going to have to be successful on the ground. Henry has had 18, 11, and 12 carries, respectively. 18 against the Bills, which was his big day. Then 11 and 12. The Chiefs are much better against the pass than the run. Against the run, they're 18th. In the NFL. The pass, they're higher. They're around 10th or 11th. So I think they're going to give Henry the ball a lot. I think he's going to want to redeem himself from last week.
I'm going, I don't know, man.
It's a tough number.
I don't know, Ed.
It's a tough number.
I'm going under.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go under. I don't think he gets 16 carries.
All right.
Lamar Jackson, 2.5 total touchdowns. Over or under?
Over. Over. I think the Ravens score a lot of points this week. They score a lot of points every week. They just don't win every week. So I see him with a couple of passing touchdowns and a rushing touchdown. I think he gets at least 3 or 4 touchdowns.
See, that's where we differ. I see him with 2 passing touchdowns. The rushing touchdown is what I'm skeptical of because unless he breaks a long one, he doesn't really get too many carries inside that red zone.
Well, he better.
That's normally the Derrick Henry. So. Mm-hmm. The 2 touchdowns passing, spot on. I agree with you on that. I think before the game begins, go ahead and put Lamar down for 2 touchdown passes. It's the rushing one that makes me scratch my head. I'm going to have to go under on this one, too.
But these are total touchdowns.
I know. That's why I said 2 touchdown passing. I don't think he'll get the rushing. That's what I'm saying. I don't think he'll get
it.
Lamar Jackson sacked 3.5 times. That's a heck of a number coming off of last Monday.
Yeah.
Over or under?
I'm going to go under. I'll say 3 times. I don't think it's 4 or more. I mean, obviously, last week was just a disgrace. But, I could see him getting sacked a couple of times. But I think they're going to have to speed up this passing game tremendously against the Chiefs. And I think they run the ball more. They should be able to run it. They run it. They go run heavy. Hopefully, he's not vulnerable a lot. I'm going to go under. I can't. If he gets sacked 4 or more times, it's another long Sunday.
Hey, Joseph. What's the word on Ronnie Stanley?
I'm sorry, say it again. You cut out. What's the word?
What's the word on Ronnie Stanley?
I haven't really seen anything.
It's still questionable.
Yeah, which is a little confusing to me. Yeah. Usually something would leak out. I haven't seen anything.
With Ronnie Stanley being listed as questionable right now on Thursday, because I don't count Friday. Friday doesn't count. We haven't done Friday yet for the Ravens. Thursday, he's still listed as questionable, meaning even if he plays Sunday, he's not right. I'm going over on sack total.
Okay.
I'm going over.
It's no right answer here. He could be sacked 7 times this week. Who the hell knows what's going to happen?
Ravens D surrenders 99.5 yards rushing. Man, that's disrespectful, but I understand it. Ed, over or under?
I'm going over. How could I not? The defensive line has been horrific, and that's when they're healthy. Now you don't have Matabike for sure. I don't know about Washington, and this is one big. I don't know. I'm going to go over.
Ed, I could give you the shovel this morning. You know why? You missed out on an opportunity.
What?
You lost all that weight.
Yeah.
Ravens could have called you to play D line this week, man. The way they.
I think he's down to like a svelte 230, 220. I could probably still do it.
He lost too much weight, man. You missed out. Because they're calling everybody right now to play D line.
Yeah, it's like, have you ever played football? All right, come here.
I'm going over. This is the first one we agree on. I'm going over. I think the Chiefs get over 100 yards rushing. Patrick Mahomes, 259.5 total yards, over or under?
Over. I mean, I think Mahomes is going to have a Mahomes day. I don't think he'd win. The offense hasn't clicked, but he's going to combine passing with what he does better than anybody, I think. And that includes Lamar. Not that he's a better rusher than Lamar, but what he has is an incredible knack for the first down marker. He'll get in trouble, then he'll run, and he'll go 8 yards or 12 yards or 5 yards, but he always gets just enough to get the first down. And he'll get a couple of those. He'll get 5 or 6 of those this game, so I'm going to go over.
Over. I'm going over as well. It's simple. It's come on, man. It's Patrick Mahomes. He gets that. Kansas City Chiefs D forces 1.5 turnovers, over or under?
Under. If we turn the ball over more than twice or more, it's going to be bad. I mean, we can't have any more fumbles. Lamar doesn't throw many picks, so I'm going to say under.
I'm going under also. I know Derrick Henry's been fumbling the ball, but like you said, Lamar doesn't throw interceptions. If Derrick Henry fumbles, God, please don't let him fumble. Lamar's not turning it over. That's just bottom line. He's not turning the football over. He doesn't do it. He doesn't throw interceptions. So I don't think – do we agree that turnovers are an issue with the Ravens because when they happen, turnovers aren't an issue with the Ravens because they happen too many times in a game? Can we agree to that?
Say it again.
The turnovers have been an issue for the Ravens because when they've happened.
Yes.
But they haven't been an issue because they've been multiple turnovers.
Yeah, and when and where. The time and the place has been bad. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
410-583-1057 is the number. We gave our score yesterday, Ed, but we normally give it on Friday. Let's keep the tradition rolling. Who's the winner and what's the score?
I'm going Ravens. I'm going to go 31-28.
28 is right. But I think that's the Chiefs score.
Okay.
Ravens 27.
All right.
I think the Ravens lose this one 28-27. Nail biter, close game. I just can't see how they can overcome all the injuries. However, if there's a team that can overcome all those injuries, it's the Ravens because they have number 8. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason why I have if not for Lamar, I'd have this thing probably over a touchdown, 8-9 point game with all those injuries they have. But Lamar makes the game close, and he gives them the chance to win at the end. So, yeah, and I hate to make that pick. Mike Preston will join us at 8:30. It'll be interesting how Mike is going to look at this game, especially with all these injuries. He should be going out to KC with, I think, this weekend as well.
Yes.
That's a game. I don't like going on road games, but that's a trip that I'd love to take. I've never been to that stadium. And I would love to see Lamar versus Mahomes. That stadium, I would love. If we didn't have Monday morning quarterback, or if I wasn't here, probably. But that would be definitely be a game that I would be willing to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.